opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, Linda's on sabbatical day. It's Tuesday. So it's 6 after 7, and I'm here by myself. A little lonely, except for Bad Bob. You know, maybe Bad Bob will come over and give me a little nuzzle later on, say around that 7:30 break like Linda does.
About to say, just call me Mr. Chop Liver here.
No, I just said, you know, like I said, I'm here with Bad Bob. You know, we're here on Tuesday, Bad Bob and me. Hey, phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world right now. People in the Netherlands might be listening to us right now, Bad Bob. Paris, Thailand, Shasta Lake City. All over the world.
Kind of like the sign at MASH, you know.
Yeah. Okay. We are getting ready to have a heavy storm here, right?
Matter of fact, we will be seeing periods of rain with a high of 48 today. More rain tonight. About a quarter inch of rain today. Tonight, though, that kicks up to maybe as much as 2 inches of rain. That will continue off and on for the next several days as this new series of storm system moves through. In fact, rain is in the forecast until through the weekend. So we are going to be seeing some good amounts of precipitation come down. We get a break middle of next week, and then more rain moves back in. So that's the current pattern. Bring it on, we say. 45 degrees in Redding. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
There you go, Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts, veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney there. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation in here today and talking about all the things that are going on business-wise here in the North State, Shasta County, Anderson, Redding, all the places that the Economic Hub is doing, all those things. But last night, when you were sick, you went home sick yesterday. Bad Bomb.
I did.
Did you watch the championship game last night?
I didn't watch anything.
You just laid there with a pillow over your face?
I slept this sucker off, and the head is clearing up. Now, of course, it's moved down into the lungs. Isn't that always fun?
Yeah, it is. Anyway, Alabama wins its fourth title in 7 years as the collegiate football champion. Okay, now, during this game, they did something that was kind of rare, and they had an onside kick. Now, Bob, you're a football aficionado. The onside kick is, of course, is they kick the ball. It's got to go past 10 yards, and it can be recovered. Now, here's my question. If they kick the ball, and it worked perfectly, their field goal kicker is also a soccer player, and he popped that little ball. He popped the ball. It was completely a surprise because they just scored. And they expected, you know, to kick it off. And he kicks it. It was perfect. And the Alabama player, you know, runs down 10 yards, if even like 12 or 13. And nobody's close to it. And he caught the ball. And, of course, immediately you cannot keep going. It's down right there.
Yeah.
Why is an onside kick, it has to go 10 yards and it can be recovered by the kicking team?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The specialty of Joe Montana back in
the 80s. But listen to what I'm saying here is, why is it then when you kick a ball all the way down the field, if you kick the ball all the way down the field on a kickoff and nobody touches it and the ball stops on the 2 yard line and you touch it, I guess it's your ball then, right?
I believe that's the case.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got to catch the ball and then down it in the end zone or let it go through the end zone or put your knee down. Okay, so if somebody comes down there on a kickoff and nobody touches it, and they get it, it's their ball. Anyway, it worked. It's the only time you saw Nick Saban smile the whole night until he won. But it was perfect. Anyway, they ended up winning last night, some like 45-40. It was a great game. They have a walk-on. They have a walk-on kid from Clemson. He's a 175 pounds. Scored two touchdowns last night on throws from that from the Clemson quarterback, who is just an outstanding player too. All right. You know, I've got a lot of things to talk about today before we get to our 8 o'clock guest. Where do you want to start? You want to start with a question on Reading.com about guns. You want to start with Europe and refugees. I think Europe and refugees is where I really want to go first.
Okay.
All right. If you have not heard about it, on New Year's Eve, in the big celebrations in Cologne, Germany, there were hundreds of sexual assaults that night on women by men of Middle Eastern and Northern African description. Women were assaulted physically. Their clothes were ripped off in some cases. Men were grabbing them. There were rapes. There were all these things going on. Now, that's bad enough. But what makes it worse? The police weren't reporting it. The police were not putting these things out. They were not warning people. The liberal media they have over there was not reporting it. It wasn't until it was broken, you know, all these stories are getting broken in the British newspapers that it caught on, and then it realized just how bad it was. 600 assaults in Germany that night, or even more. And then other reports of assaults all throughout Europe from Middle Eastern men or North African.
Did you catch
that description of hundreds, if not thousands, of women being sexually assaulted by these people? And the countries are rising up. Merkel, who is in Germany, who was, what, the Time Person of the Year and all this for taking in these poor refugees, is under fire like you can't believe. They are looking at changing their deportation laws so they can get rid of some of these people. And no, this is a pretty serious crime here in the net, because now they're saying, well, was this somehow coordinated?
Yeah. Well, this interior minister of Germany, who says, well, these girls need to modify their behavior so they aren't such temptations.
Hello! Can you imagine saying that in the United States? Oh, you know what? If you didn't dress like that, you wouldn't have to worry about some guy ripping your blouse off and fondling you.
How 50s can you be?
But here's the story, is that the big story is this. It was covered up. They tried to cover it up. And then, you know, they have fired the police commissioner of Cologne. They've done all these things because they found out this is horrible. And people aren't being warned about it, and they're trying to hide it. Because, you know, and what they've done is they've taken all of these refugees. Many of them are male. Two-thirds are male of military age. Of around that number. Yes, there's old men and young boys, and there's women and children and babies, but a lot of them aren't. And so now you've got all of these people in there, all of these young men or middle-aged men who have no jobs. They don't speak German. And their moral equivalency is a lot different than an average German. Think about this. Think about what's happened in a lot of these countries where they have not merged and melded into the country's ways. They have kept their own. They have their own neighborhoods. They have Sharia law and all these. Now, I'm not trying to say this to scare people, but let's just report what's happening. If you'd reported let me put it this way. If skinheads in Germany had done this, you don't think that this wouldn't have been like top news in the world? Neo-Nazi skinheads?
Oh, yeah,
oh, skinheads assault women, thousands of women.
Yeah. They'd grabbed a Muslim woman and yanked her habib.
The
UN would be in on it.
Yeah, so think about this. This is pretty serious here, but this is kind of like indicative of what's happening in Europe right now. Mr. Obama, we want to bring in 80,000. Well, you know what? If they go through the 3 years, like I said, I am not against them against anybody coming to this country. We are a country of immigrants, and we can gain strength through immigration, through right immigration. But let's just make sure they've gone through a background check and they actually bring a trade here that we need, and not one that takes a job from a working American, like they're doing. Like Disney is having their workers train people, you know, that are coming in for in other countries, saves them money. And if they don't train the people who are taking their jobs, they could lose their job with no, you know, no severance pay, no nothing, no little golden umbrella, little silver or tin umbrella. We're going to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. You know, and they are our friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts to veterans and Espresso Joes. And you have Espresso Joes there that has any type of coffee you could possibly want. You know, the cappuccinos, the espressos, everything. Now, you can also buy that winning lotto ticket right there. You have as good a chance of buying a winning $1.4 billion lotto ticket at Tobacco and Brew as you have anywhere in the United States. Because remember, it only takes one. So go down to Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk in there, get your big cup of coffee at Espresso Joe's, your latte. Say, I want a ticket. I want a ticket for the big lotto because I have a chance to win. We all have a chance to win. It's not a great chance, but we all have a chance to win. Walk next door to the finest tobacco farm in Northern California. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval to credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on sabbatical today, 21 minutes after the hour of 7 here on January the 12th, 2016. 45 degrees going up to, you know, you've got 52 written there. I don't believe that. I thought you said it was going to go up to like 48 today, and then we're going to be getting rain.
Depends on who you ask.
Okay. Let's say it's going up to 52 to make you feel better, but we are going to be getting rain and storms coming in. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. 722 in the morning here. Okay, Redding.com, which is Record Searchlight, has a question. You know, we've had two people shot here in the North State in the last week. If you're not following that, there was one man killed, and they're chasing down the guy that did it, who was an absolute bad guy felon. And then there was somebody shot in the buttocks.
He was shot in the buttocks.
In the buttocks.
Thank you very much.
Forrest Gump. I'm shot in the buttocks. And there's an assault going on, and they're out searching for this guy. But that's two shootings here in a week.
You know, suppose drugs were involved in that.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with any of those drugs or anything. But here's the Record Searchlight says, here's the question. Could tighter gun control have possibly... Could tighter gun control have prevented recent shootings in Redding?
No.
Well, considering that both of them were felons that were doing the shooting, and they weren't supposed to have guns to begin with, I would say the answer is, no. But why even ask the question? Was this just something or a way for the Record Searchlight to kind of get people going here? Or, you know, because I tell you, you look at the answers already, the responses already, and it's already like 87 to 11, no. And three people can't decide. I don't know. I'm undecided here. I feel strongly either way. Let's talk about that just a little bit. We got a few minutes here. How do you feel? Can tighter gun laws really restrict crime? Or is it just going to tighten the people that obey the laws, who are naturally will obey laws, will say, okay, yeah, you know. And what kind of tighter gun laws are you talking about, Redding.com, Record Searchlight? Are you saying something like, well, you know what, if we would just have those people do a background check? Well, I mean, they already do a background check in California. And this felon's got a gun, so perhaps that wouldn't have worked on him.
I have to try to find the quote that just scared the believers out of me. It was a New York legislator, and I cannot find it for the life of me, but according to what I read, the quote was, anybody who says they need a firearm to protect themselves from the government is by definition paranoia, and we all know paranoia is a mental illness. Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? I'm sure that's what was said a variety of times in people's lives and their governments. As you look across the history of this world, you know that the Germans didn't need guns, or the Jewish people didn't need guns in Germany to protect themselves. My gosh, no. Mein Führer would take care of all their health, and you know what? He tried. He tried to take care of their health. He tried to make sure that they had no health cares.
Yeah.
So, and the way he did it was, of course, by forming a dictatorship there and putting, you know, millions, and it wasn't just Jewish people he put to death. He put to death homosexuals. He put to death gypsies and blacks. And those might be slightly off from, you know, the average
eugenics,
person.
Yeah,
and they experimented on people, all these things. So, no, he was going to take care of it. Adolf Hitler had national health care if you were a Jewish person. His national health care was putting you to death. Now, for people to say is that when they took the guns away from Jews, and they did, they said, well, you know what? No, he loosened up. He said people can have guns. Yeah, he may have said that at the beginning, but then the next edicts coming through were taking guns away from people, and especially the Jewish, people of Jewish heritage. So, are we saying is that because are we trying to liken, people that are trying to take your guns away to Nazis? No. You know, there are a lot of people out there that really believe in Pollyanna, and they believe that if there were no guns, there'd be no violence. Or if we could just restrict everybody just to that one hunting rifle. Because how many guns do you need? I mean, I get asked that one. I've been asked that one. I said, really? And he said, well, no, how many guns? And I said, I've got lots of guns. I mean, lots by not lots like, you know, like you do.
It's not like you're packing an arsenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you do. I mean, you've got lots of guns, and it's not like Patrick Jones or people like that have 1,000 guns. You know, I mean, but, you know, what's your definition of a lot of guns? It's like Bernie Sanders. Somebody asked Bernie Sanders, how much money do you have to make you rich? Bernie Sanders said, Bernie Sanders gave the figure that he believes that you're rich if you make this much money, $250,000 a year. He said, if you make $250,000 a year, you're very comfortable. Well, that's not necessarily true. What if you have a policeman and a nurse working? They could make up there close to that, and they live in New York. I mean, and they live in the city of New York. Does that make them rich when they're paying half of that for they're paying one salary for housing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you think about it, you know, it's relative terms about, you know, so when you start saying how much is how much, you know, too many guns in San Francisco may be one. And too many guns up in MoDoc County, maybe there is no too many. So, I mean, it's such a relative term. But the bottom line on this, can tighter gun laws could have prevented these crimes in Reading? That was the question. No, because they're criminals. They should have had them anyway. Where'd they get the guns? There's the question. The man that shot the Philadelphia policeman, shot him three times, shot at him 13 times. Where did he get his gun? Oh, it was stolen from a cop.
In San Francisco, they just steal them from government agents.
Yeah, and the girl that was shot by the illegal that was here and had not been turned over to, had been turned loose before ICE could get to him by the sheriff of San Francisco. You know, there ought to be a lawsuit there someplace. And then he goes out and gets a gun and shoots this girl. And where did the gun come from? Oh, another official, another policeman. We've had guns stolen from our police here and one of the sheriff's deputies. But as far as restricting, anyway, but people, I've seen it, it's already 80% or something. So if you get a chance, if you ever go into Reading.com and you see this little survey on the right-hand side, just hit no. Just say no.
Have we seen any follow-up on that, what was it, an M4 and a 40 cal that were...
They got the M4 back.
Oh, okay.
They got the M4 back within a week, within a few days. There's no parts missing out of it. They got that back from a tip from somebody. And you might want to look here. I think the pistol is still going. We'll ask the sheriff next time he's around here. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that. We get into these things, and it's funny. It's the first time I've seen that in the record searchlight. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Bad Bob Belongi. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with about, do you like the idea of national health care? Let's talk about that just for a couple minutes when I get back. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, 728 in the morning. It's 45 degrees out there here today on January the 12th, 2016. We're going to have a stormy day. So get everything done this morning and then kind of hunker down this afternoon and this evening. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated.
When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
God, what a voice.
Thank you very much, Bob. Oh, you're not talking about mine. Oh, okay. Well, gee. I've been kind of like working on this raspy kind of voice because I have a cold. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, in the last two classes that was women-only classes, they had over 40 women per class for the concealed carry class. And so with two classes, it came up to like 84 women that got their concealed carry permit. if they were in Cologne, Germany, that might have made a difference. But here in town, that means that probably there were more concealed carry licenses issued from those two classes than all of San Francisco issued in probably in the last 3 years. So Northern California, right here. But Northern Firearms Instruction, give them a call at 999-1822. Co-ed classes, all types of classes. And is their phone number. And register online at readingccw.com. Go to their website and you can read all the surveys where people can just put in what kind of instruction they've had. All this at readingccw.com, Northern Firearms Instruction. I am here with Hillary Rogerson, who is the drama teacher out at Reading School of the Arts.
Good morning.
Good morning. And she is just bundled up because she is like Bad Bob in the throes of something where, you know what, when you're around all those little kids.
I know.
You are just sick all the time, right?
Yeah, and it usually comes at the worst time.
Oh, of course it does, because we've got the Lion King coming. Yes. Hey, you know what, Linda says that. She wishes that there had been a school like Reading School of the Arts when she was in school.
Oh, I do, too. I get jealous of my students.
Oh, I mean, the classes they have and the being able to express themselves and the singing and the music and the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. You know, she would have thrived in there.
Well, and this production is a perfect example of how great that school is, where it is five different classes that are offered as curriculum. Are the drama class, the choir class, the dance class, the live music orchestra. It's ORF because it's not orchestra. People correct me all the time. It's orchestra because the instruments are designed by a man named Carl ORF. And then our set design.
Orchestra.
Yeah. People think you have a speech impediment.
Get a little.
But it's all five classes that come together and put together this wonderful production, and we just had our first rehearsal at the beautiful David Marr Auditorium on Eureka Way, which is where we will be performing.
It's a beautiful place.
It's wonderful, and the story of the Lion King is heartwarming and inspiring. It's the Disney's Lion King, which the cartoon has all those catchy songs, Tim Rice and Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, and Circle of Life, Hakuna Matata, Just Can't Wait to Be King, all these classics plus some that were written for Broadway, and the Broadway production has been world-renowned.
I've seen it.
Isn't it amazing?
It
and
is
so
amazing.
This show...
All those, you know, how they... It's amazing. They're in the audience and everything.
That's,
you know,
what we have here. We have the animal parade. We have a life-size elephant. You can't... And we have our giraffes and everything. Pretty impressive. Our costumes have been designed after the Broadway production.
Where do you get your costumes from?
Parent volunteers.
Well, I tell you what, you know...
Parent volunteers.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. It's incredible what they've been able to do.
Isn't it? I mean... When you have places like this and you get your charter schools, I went to a lot of schools up here in Northern California, but especially in the charter schools and the schoolyards, parents really, really get involved with this.
Oh, they absolutely. I mean, we could not do the production that we do without the level of parent involvement, and they are incredible. They are dedicated, and they do all levels of production. In a professional world, these are people that get paid a lot of money to do these things, and they are volunteering and creating this experience, not only for their children. They get something out of it, and our community. It's a gift to our community, what we are going to be presenting, and it opens this Friday, or not this Friday, next Friday, January 22nd, and only 6 performances, and it really is the script. It's just a shortened version of the Broadway script.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's all modeled after the Broadway. The cast is extremely talented. The music is awe-inspiring. I mean, I catch, throughout the last 5 months, I end up in tears with chills all over my body just because of how powerful the story is. It is, and how well the kids are doing it. The choreography is just beautiful.
What are the age of the kids out there?
11 to, I think there might be a 14-year-old in there.
11 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, and one of the things I'm always struck by here in Reading is when you have the, you know, all these, the different groups of kids that put on these big shows,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, I'm just totally amazed at how many talented kids we have around this place.
Well, and dedicated.
Yeah.
These kids are...
And these are 11 to 14.
Yeah, I get surprised. Whenever someone asks me the age group, even in my own mind, I go, gosh, these are just babies. And I see them working their little tails off to do...
Working their little baby tushes off.
their little...
Because you're there cracking a whip on them. You hear a lot of coughing in the background. It's because everybody on the other side of the table here, and I've got my cone of health around me, is sick. What's going on? Okay. You know, this is great. Now, when does it start?
It starts next Friday, January 22nd. We have 2 Friday performances, and then on Saturdays, we have matinee and evening performances, and you get your tickets at Reading School of the Arts. It's rsarts.org, and there's a ticket link on there.
By the way, I might as well just say it right now. I have 2 tickets to the Reading School of the Arts, Disney's Lion King, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at David Marr Theater. It means it's right downtown, off Eureka Way. Great seating. Great stage that you can see this, and you're going to see probably one of the most fantastic shows.
It is.
That's, you know, put on by a school. And if you want these tickets, you send $100. Oh, no. You just have to call in because these are free. Just call us at 605-4567 if you're interested in this. It's a little bit early in the day to be giving away tickets here because people are still in their coffee going, oh, January 22nd, that's a long way away. And that's a week from Friday. Come on.
Yep.
Give me a call, 605-4567. And I, you know what? If I don't get a phone call, I'm using them. So there. You know what?
Well,
I just might do
show.
That.
This is a show that people are going to be so, they're going to regret if they missed it. It is going to be one that people will be talking about for a while. It's a really incredible show.
You know what? I know how hard it is. We have been out there before and have seen the kids working when we were during, you know, on a Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there. And the orchestra and how everything was going. And you know what? It's an absolutely fabulous school. And, you know, how many students are going to that school?
It's a little over 500.
And how do you get into the school?
It's a charter school, so there's an application process that they go through, and right now there's a waiting list.
Of 18,000.
Right, but for middle school, as an FYI, which is the program that does this production, they usually have quite a few openings in the middle school because that's when people start to separate and go off into different things.
Okay.
So we have.
So what are the grades in?
K through 8.
K through 8.
Mm-hmm. They have the Mandarin immersion program.
Yeah, that's the other thing is, how does that make you feel when you're in a class and the little kids are talking Chinese around you and you don't know what they're talking about?
That has
but then
happened
they look
to
at
me.
You. Then they look at you and they talk.
That has happened to me. That has happened to me.
Jim, you've won the tickets to The Lion King. Thank you very much. You're going to have a great time. It's this Friday. I'm sorry, January the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater. You're just going to have a great time, Jim. I promise you. Because it sounds great. Okay, so they've been, how long has the school been there?
I believe it's 14, maybe going on 15 years now. 14, oh, the one on Shasta View, our new campus?
Yeah.
That's only been 4 years.
It's been around for 14 years?
No, RSA has.
Oh, Reading School of the Arts has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe it's just because it was at the new campus that I've just kind of like really recognized that it was there. So they've had immersion and they've had Mandarin Chinese for 14 years?
I don't think they've had it for the full time. This is my seventh year there.
But you've got kids in there that are speaking Chinese, right?
Absolutely. And it's so funny because they were in the hallway talking with one of the teachers, and I thought it was three teachers talking, and I turn around and it's these little eight-year-olds who are having, and they're laughing and joking, and I just, it all goes over my head.
Well,
but they're probably pointing at me.
Well, that's, that can make you.
But it's pretty impressive.
No, it is impressive. We had, just a quick story, we have attachés we send to countries.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one that goes to Hong Kong. And I know I'm going to get this wrong. But in Hong Kong, they speak Mandarin. The one we sent spoke very fluent Cantonese.
Oh, no.
It's different. It's a lot different.
It's a lot different.
And
yeah.
So we sent it was under, let's get somebody there. Oh, speaks Chinese. And everybody goes there, and I don't know if the person ever said, excuse me, but when I linked up with the attaché, and it was a woman, and said, so how are you liking it here? She told me they wanted to get an attaché here, and they wanted to speak Chinese, but I speak the other one. Yeah, she says, but the shopping's great. So, yeah, and, oh, gosh, so we're turning out kids that speak Chinese, that are artists. Now, you've been here for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
which meant you started there when you were like, what, five or seven? Or 14,
yeah, we'll go
15,
with that. We'll go with that.
Now, how many kids? Where do the kids, it goes from kindergarten through eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then from eighth grade, then they go into?
We are a feeder school for all of the local high schools.
Okay.
We have, it's a very interesting mix. They go to Enterprise, Shasta, Foothill, West Valley. Some even out to Anderson, UPrep, yep.
Well, now, do y'all ever follow anybody? I mean, you're the drama teacher here. You've been there for 7 years. Do you ever follow them? Because, from where they go.
Absolutely. In fact, I hire them after they've graduated high school, or I use them as interns during high school. I have three people who've been working for me on this production that are RSA alumni, and
okay.
I have several who, one of my RSA alumni, she works the Academy Awards. She works at the Emmys.
What does she do?
She's a production assistant.
Okay. Now, she's from the Reading School of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's kind of making a living then at this, or she is making a living at this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow them when they leave high school, though? Some of them stay in touch with you? They're in college, they're studying and music or dance or drama. So have any of them been in theater productions or movies or
There's
anything like
this? There's quite a few that have done productions. But one of the things that I push at RSA is that when I'm teaching drama, I'm not necessarily preparing you to be a movie star or a Broadway star.
Right.
It's about learning character and life skills,
uh-huh.
how to communicate effectively, how to be confident, how to be quick thinkers and problem solvers. Because in live theater, if something goes wrong, you can't stop and go, oh, no, what do we do? You have to think right on your feet, and you're in front of an audience, and the amount of confidence and courage that builds is incredible.
Like public speaking.
Public
speaking is the same thing, is that you want people to go through these classes so that they can – it does teach them to think on
And that has probably been the biggest response, and the students that I follow is that in job interviews or college application interviews, in any program that they're becoming a part of, that the skills that they learned here have given them that confidence and courage to do hard things and, to face things that...
It's scary being on stage.
It's
scary being on stage in front of a lot of people.
And they know they can do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a matter of perspective. But you say you've been at RSA for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I presume you had a certain amount of college before that.
I've had experience.
Okay.
She's been experienced.
I'm just going to say, if I was running a bar and you walked in, I'd card you.
Well, I will take that as a compliment.
Yeah. But you know what? That is probably one of the best definitions of drama, of teaching drama that I've ever heard.
Well, thank you.
I mean that.
It's what I really believe.
Well, you know what? Let's end on that one. We've already given away the tickets to The Lion King, but I've got a feeling that The Lion King is going to be a huge success. It's going to be starting a week from this Friday. It's going to start January 22nd. The first show is at 7 p.m., and it's going to go when?
Just 2 weekends.
Just two weekends. It'll be Friday, Saturday. Okay,
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. So two performances on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And then the following Friday and Saturday on the 29th and 30th, rsarts.org for tickets, rsarts.org.
That's right. And the it'll be a matinee and then an evening performance.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's going to be great. We're here with Hillary Rogerson. And, you know, Hillary, School of the Arts seems to be pretty lucky to have somebody like you out there.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I feel very lucky to be there.
Well, you know, thank you for coming by. I know you feel terrible. So go home, get in bed. Or no, you're
going to
probably
going
go back. You're going to the doctor and then go back and infect the rest of the kids.
I've got to get even with them.
Yeah, get even with them.
My mask and my gloves.
Okay. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:45 right here at KCNR Shasta Reading.
I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair. I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm rushing up on the king down, I'm working on my roar. Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing. Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas, and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got two more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Redding, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical today, and we have just got all types of things happening. around here. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It does what no other windshield or business can do. Offers full guarantees from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. You know, I see cracks in windshields sometimes goes all the way across the bottom of the windshield. I said, you ought to take it over to Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, it's a veteran-owned business, and you know, he's been in the business a long time. You know, even though you know he I don't know if he can fix ones that go clear across the windshield, but I know he can fix at least 2 feet in length and sometimes probably a little bit more, and then guarantee them. Give him a call, 241-8373, or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. The noise you hear in the background, of course, is...
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Do not panic. Just ignore that mushroom-shaped cloud.
No, Obama has not yanked over
Mount Shasta. Just ignore that. All right. Hey, you know what? There's a lady who was just standing out there. I said, oh, come on in. Come on in. I've got... Oh, you know, is this thing going to go on forever?
It's almost.
Okay.
It's almost done. Hey, check the chat room real quick there.
Okay. I tell everybody I am streaming live from Classic Cafe this morning, selling tickets, eating breakfast, listening to Free Fire, and visiting. You know what she's talking about is the Classic Cafe, because this Saturday we are having, we being the city of Reading, is having a fundraiser for the Classic Cafe and Millie and Kathy. It's going to be out at Wind River from 5 to 8, maybe longer. It's going to have, besides me being the MC there and Linda singing, it's also going to have Congressman Doug LaMalfa and many others. We're going to be gun raffles, silent auctions, you name it, it's there. Tickets are only $25 a piece now, and you can support Millie and Kathy, two of the nicest ladies in Reading who have supported this city in all of its good events they've done. They've taken money out of their pocket, devoted their time, effort, food, and are really, really supportive of veterans. So, you know, Dr. Maria, call in about 5 after 8, since you're listening to this right now, and call about 5 after 8, and we'll talk a little bit about that before we get into our next guest at 5 after 8. Okay, now I'm here with LC Ritchie, who is the director.
No, I'm an actor.
You're the actor in this, because she took my cheat sheet here. Oh, for Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike.
That's right.
What is this about?
This is a hilarious comedy that won the 2013 Tony Award and featured Sigourney Weaver in the Broadway show. It is sort of loosely based on the plays of Anton Chekhov, 19th century Russian writer, but this is an entirely different kind of thing with really crazy situations that include the middle-aged siblings, Vanya and Sonia, and complications that happen in their house in Bucks County, where the Hollywood sister, the Sigourney Weaver character, comes in and then tells them that she now has to sell the house. There are a lot of physical comedy and hilarious verbal comedy.
So do you mean like you fall down?
Yes, all kinds of things happen. I am a psychic housekeeper who incidentally practices voodoo and other things. So it is happening from... Saturday, the February 16th through
January 16th.
Excuse me, January 16th.
I don't mean to correct you, Elsie. So
yes,
especially with somebody that can do
so much.
That, somebody can do voodoo, you might take it like
right.
A little,
I'm supposed to be
hair.
Psychic and know
that's
this.
Right. You know, a
so
hair from my
January 16th
head.
Through February 13th, and it's by Christopher Durang. This is an adult comedy in the sense that there is a little bit of spicy language, not much, but we just want to let you know that. And the tickets can be purchased online at www.cascadetheater.org or going to the Cascade Theater box office, and we hope that
now,
everyone will come on down.
That's a week from today. No, it's a week from tomorrow. And down at the Riverfront
Playhouse. Yes, it starts on this Saturday.
Right, but it starts this Saturday. But
yes.
I have tickets.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
For a week from tomorrow, on January 20th, I have a number of tickets here. So I will be giving tickets out over the next 3 or 4 days and maybe beginning of next week. For anybody who wants to go see Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike to hear people talk dirty on the stage.
Oh, no.
You said, oh, no, you just said a little spicy.
A little bit spicy.
Who is LC Ritchie? You're funny.
Oh, well, thank you. Well,
I mean
when
funny
I'm not
in a good
when
sense.
I'm when I'm not a psychic housekeeper, I'm, you know, mild-mannered yoga teacher. And
that explains it.
Yes, it does.
That does explain
been in
much.
That head-down position a long time, huh?
Thank you. Yes, well, if you say so.
L.C. Ritchie. Okay,
thank
now, okay,
you
is
very
that what
much.
You do? You know, I mean, you've been getting acting and all that.
Yes, I've been acting in plays here. I moved here a couple of years ago and retired from the Bay Area, retired English teacher, high school English teacher. I know, shocking thing. And now I have been acting at the college and very happily at the Riverfront and met wonderful people through
nice people
that.
There.
So
you, why did you retire up here? From the I mean, I'm realizing that there's much more there's
the
much
beauty,
more sophistication and everything
well,
up here.
Absolutely. I came for exactly that. No, it's absolutely beautiful here, and there's parking spaces. I think that was the highlight.
I think I like the part that we can get anywhere in town in
8 minutes. Yes, exactly. And
you can park your car.
Yes, and the parking spaces are large enough to actually park in. And all it's just being able to see the mountain and all the beautiful snow and all of those things are it's just amazing.
Okay.
And I love the fact that you can actually feel like you're in a city where then you have to travel a little ways to get to the next town. It's not just
one
mini
large,
mall.
One large, yeah, mall that you got to go through.
Which the Bay Area feels like.
It does. And people, how do you like the people here?
I love the people here. They've been very kind.
But why did you come to Reading? I mean, you retired from teaching English. I mean, you could have probably gone anywhere. There's other little
housing
mountain
towns. Prices. Bay Area is kind of
crazy.
Know. Yeah. Okay. So this is absolutely beautiful.
Had you been here before?
No, I hadn't. We just came up, found a beautiful spot to live, and
there you go.
And love it. So,
oh,
yes,
good.
More people coming from the Bay Area will definitely produce.
Nice. That's okay, just because you buy up the houses. One's on the river that I wanted, and the fact that I didn't come from the Bay Area.
No,
it's okay. I've got nothing against people from the Bay Area, as long as, you know, my idea of a liberal Democrat is somebody that only owns 4 guns. So up in Reading. So see, we're
okay.
No.
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is the
now that we're off the topic.
This is for Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. It sounds like a great time.
It is.
I know
Kusky
and all the people there. And I know that you know that they're always first class. Number one type of productions
this is,
there.
Indeed.
And it's the first time I've met LC, I believe. And
we have met before.
We have met before, haven't we? We're at
for came and promoted the gin game.
The gin
summer.
Game.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, yes, this is a hysterical comedy and has many of the foremost actors of the area in it.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, your diction is really good.
Thank you, sir.
Is that your usual the way you talk?
I try to.
Okay.
Especially in situations where I'm faced with
I'm an English teacher.
That's
you
right.
Fool. I'm an English teacher. Of course I talk like this. Bob's having a good time with this.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well.
And it starts this. Okay, tell me again when it starts.
Okay, I'll get this the correct date now.
Okay.
So it is the opening night is January 16th and closes February 13th. But we do have a preview night on Friday the 15th, that is a half-price one. So that's always.
How much are tickets?
The tickets range from $20 on the evening performances to matinees for $15. But closing night is a big shebang, and that's $25.
Okay. Now, I've got free tickets in for all for Wednesday, January 20th. And I will be giving these away. I mean, if you want two tickets right now, you can give us a call, 605-4567. If not, I'll be giving them away for the rest of the week. We might even go there and just see just how good this is. If this is a hilarious comedy spicy language.
Yes, some.
Some.
A sprinkling.
What's spicy?
What is spicy?
You mean like a word that maybe you wouldn't just drop in the tea house?
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, looks like we've already got tickets going out here now.
Oh, good.
L.C. Ritchie, thank you very much for being here. Let me see how much time we got. We got another another minute.
We may have my compatriot in the lobby.
Too late. We only got 50 seconds. By the time we got your compatriot in here, it'd be too late. You've done really well by yourself.
Thank you.
And you have made it so that people are calling in saying, I have just got to see it. You've got to see L.C. Ritchie in action here.
I'm just the housekeeper.
I'm just a cog in the machine of art.
I am.
So, Gary, you have two tickets to
Vanya
and Sonia and Masha and Spike. So, all right, we'll be back right after these messages with Hope Seth and the Economic Development Corporation. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The White House says the main focus of the present State of the Union address tonight will be on America's challenges and opportunities.
No country in the world is better positioned to capitalize on those opportunities than the United States. And that ultimately is the essence of the message that the president wants to deliver.
That's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. Meanwhile, the president is expected to tee it up for a possible Democratic successor as he delivers his speech tonight. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Tonight's speech will attempt to frame the choice Americans face here in 2016, a presidential election year. Mr. Obama won't directly appeal for Americans to keep Democrats in the White House, and he won't endorse a specific candidate. But he will outline priorities that build on steps he's taken during his two terms in office. And that, of course, is a vision more in line with Democrats than Republicans. Greg Clugston, The White House.
House Speaker Paul Ryan offering some tongue-in-cheek advice for the president ahead of his speech tonight. Here's what Ryan thinks he should say.
I take it all back. The health care was wrong. We should have done Dodd-Frank. I want to actually lower tax rates, clear out crony capitalism, and restore the Constitution to its rightful place in American life. That's what I would encourage him to say. Something tells me he might not say that.
This will be Ryan's first State of the Union address, sitting directly behind the president in the House Speaker's chair. In Istanbul, more violence. Compliments of the terrorist group ISIS. Sirens and ambulances rushing to the scene. Compliments there from Kapamag, who had first aired. The chaos comes in the aftermath of what officials are calling a suicide bombing carried out by a person with ties to Syria. U.S. employers advertised slightly more jobs in November. The Labor Department says the number of job postings rose 1.5%. U.S. stocks opened higher, led by gains in big technology companies, which have had a rough start to the year. Intel and Apple each rose 2% in early trading. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The First Hostage, a new novel from New York Times bestselling author Joel C. Rosenberg. The president is missing, and the unthinkable becomes reality. The result is a global high alert, a constitutional crisis in the U.S., and the world brought to the brink of catastrophe. The First Hostage, from Joel C. Rosenberg. Another adrenaline-charged political thriller snatched from today's headlines. The First Hostage, now available at your favorite retailer or at joelrosenberg.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-881-6190. 800-881-6190. That's 800-881-6190.
Jimmy Fallon conducted a mock job interview with Donald Trump as he appeared on NBC's Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an extraordinarily handsome person. I have a beautiful head of hair.
I noticed that, yeah.
NBC's Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. A low-pressure system will transition east, northeastward over the Great Lakes and northeast. The system will enhance lake effect snow already being felt in parts of the northeast, I should say. In Angola, New York, Dan Carpenter is a plow truck driver. He expects to be pretty busy soon, as he explained to WIVB-TV.
It's day one. Nothing's for free. We're not going to get anything for free. It's been an easy winter.
The heaviest snow will develop downwind of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie over northeast Ohio, northwest Pennsylvania, and portions of western New York State. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. For the first time, U.S. border agents will now inspect trucks entering the United States on Mexican soil, working alongside Mexican counterparts.
The new facility in Tijuana aims to reduce congestion and speed cargo crossings into San Diego. It overcame resistance in Mexico to letting U.S. officials carry guns on Mexican soil. Last April, Mexican lawmakers approved changes to the country's firearms law to allow foreign customs as well as immigration officials to be armed on the job. The joint inspection facility is located just blocks from one of the busiest crossings on the nearly 2,000-mile border.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Bahrain and Oman feeling the effect of lower oil prices. They're now reducing government subsidies on gasoline, becoming the latest Gulf Arab country to try to cut back on spending and offset the effect of oil prices, which have fallen to their lowest level since 2003. The move comes as crude prices close on Monday at $31.41 a barrel. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on sabbatical today. 8:05 in the morning here on the 12th of January 2016. The phone lines here are 605, just one of them. If you call that, they roll over, and the other 100 we have waiting for our callers, 605-4567. And we are streaming throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. You are safe nowhere if you come on the show. They can hear you anywhere. Who knows? We may be beaming out in outer space right now, and there's the alien pods are coming down to Reddit because it's a great place to live. Bob, what's the weather look like?
Showers this morning, becoming a steady rain during the afternoon hours. High in the mid-50s. Chance of rain 80%. That will increase to 100% tonight, with 1 to 2 inches of rain expected. This pattern will continue through the next several days. We should get a couple of inches of rain before we're all said and done. Right now in Reading, it is 45 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-known business, where it's... their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. We're here today with Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Hope. She's going to be here. She's going to be here for the. We're going to have the EDC coming in here once a month to set that up. We're expecting a phone call, too, from Dr. Maria at 605-4567, Dr. Okay, just silence there. We're also here with Dennis Ryan, principal engineer over at Vertical Sciences Incorporated. I can't wait to hear about this one, okay? But I think Dr. Maria is calling me, and I told her to call in at 5 after, so I wanted to talk to her about something that she's doing right now for a couple minutes. Is that Dr. Maria? All right, let's just run her right up onto the station. Good morning, Dr. Maria Salas. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you kidding me? I'm doing awesome. I had my first girl critter this morning already.
Your first what?
Girl critter.
Girl critter?
The pancakes.
Oh,
yeah, the pancakes.
Critter cakes. Yeah, that's right. You're down at Classic Cafe right now.
I'm at Classic Cafe. I'm here selling tickets for this weekend for the Community Heroes event this Saturday at Wind River. We're starting at 5 p.m. We've got a few tickets left if people would like to come on down. I'm probably going to be here till about 10, 10:15, 10:30, something like that, just visiting and hanging out.
Okay. Now, we're talking
selling
about...
selling tickets.
Yeah, we're talking about the Community Heroes. That's going to be at Wind River at 5 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to it's not just a fundraiser for Millie and Kathy and Classic Cafe, which is the main purpose, but it's also going to be recognizing some of our community heroes that's out there.
And yes, we are recognizing some community heroes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's sort of a secret, though. We can't tell everything.
Oh, no, we're not telling anybody. Okay. But Millie and Kathy have done so much for our community, have done so much for our veterans, and now we want to do something, a little something back for them. So the tickets are how much?
They are $25, and we've got a few left. Come on down to Classic Cafe right now, and I'm selling some
now. And what do they get for the $25? They get dinner?
So it's going to be a buffet dinner. They get to enjoy, and that money goes to the fundraiser.
That's right. All the money goes to any money made, and there's going to be a lot of money made, goes right back to Classic Cafe. Congressman LaMalfa is going to be there, I believe.
Yes, Congressman LaMalfa will be there. You are emceeing the event.
I am. And I'm proud to do that. I'm just in.
And we've got a few other speakers as well.
That's right. They're going to be talking. So it's going to be a great time, and there's also going to be raffles. And raffles for, I think there's going to be a couple guns down there, right?
Oh, yeah. That alone you'll want to come to.
Oh, yeah. Because they are, I mean, these are like hand-picked guns that people are can have a chance to win a raffle with the raffle ticket.
Yes, sir.
All right. Head on down to Classic Cafe. It's at, on Athens Avenue. And go down and get your tickets there. They can get tickets also at, what, Omega in Honor
Omega
Lending?
Mortgage as well. And online there is a link that you can find on Facebook called Community Heroes.
And you can get them that way. Or just buy them and have a good time. Just buy them from Dr. Maria. Go down there, meet her. Meet her and buy tickets.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carl.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, it's 10 after 8 here at KCNR 1460. And we are here, like I said, with Hope Seth, who is the from the Economic Development Corporation. And you do the – you're in head of the entrepreneurial division.
Absolutely.
Pretty good, huh? After 2 years, I finally got this
you
down.
You got it.
Yeah. You know what? Who said I'm a slow learner? So tell us what the entrepreneurial division does.
A few years ago, actually several years ago now, the EDC, when especially companies weren't really expanding or relocating, they decided to look around our own community and say, what's innovative here? What are companies doing here that we could get behind and rally and help support? And so we began focusing on entrepreneurship, specifically within manufacturing and technology companies, and saying, how can we help grow those companies, support them so that they can create the jobs in our community?
Great. And we started a hub.
Yes, the Shasta Venture Hub just opened this last year, September 1st.
Yeah.
We had a big grand opening in November, and just continuing to grow. We are actually ahead of our own projections.
Ahead of our own projections, huh?
Yeah, ahead of our own projections. So we have 13 individual members. The space is broken up into three different sections. We have a co-working space where anyone could come, $100 a month, plug and play. It's open 24/7 if they just need a workspace. It's not necessarily a dedicated office. It's kind of a common area, but they could come in and work if they weren't wanting to do the coffee shop or work from home. A lot of people don't want to work from home.
A lot of people do that. They come in there and plug in.
Yeah, they just come on in, plug in their computer. We have really fast Wi-Fi. We have conference rooms. They could do a teleconferencing if they need to do a teleconference or take a phone call or have a small meeting in the conference rooms.
So you can teleconference from there, huh?
Absolutely.
I'm a strong believer in that. But now you've got things like, last time you guys were in here, you're periscoping and Bob. They were periscoping. You remember that?
Yep.
And then you started periscoping. And then, pretty soon we were all periscoping. I wasn't periscoping because, I don't have a sub. But everybody else was periscoping in here. It seems like to me it'd be kind of a good place to go because you got entrepreneurs in residence there, right?
We do. So Luke and Joshua, who were on last time with me, they really spearheaded that startup weekend.
Kind of they're part of the Old Testament kind of guys. They're there with these big beards. No, I'm just kidding. Luke and Joshua are there. And they've both been very successful in their entrepreneurship. So they're there to help people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And really, they're part of creating the culture. They're starting meetups and workshops and just a really great resource there.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Hope Seth, and we're talking with about the Economic Development Corporation and the Shasta Venture Hub. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about about that business startup weekend you had, and then we want to get to our guest, Dennis Ryan from Vertical Sciences, which already I'm kind of like – I'm looking at your card. This is kind of really an interesting card because I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it kind of looks like – no, it doesn't look like that, really.
It kind of looks like the aliens you were talking about, doesn't
it? It looks like
a
crab. It does. It looks like a crab, kind of, but it looks like one of those spaceships, you see out of Star Wars. So I can't wait to hear about this one. Okay. So this is kind of telling me that maybe something like – things that fly in the air.
Yes, sir.
Especially when you use the word vertical. Huh? Hey, who says I am not right on top of this? We'll be right back after these messages.
Fear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love.
are running your own business, already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business
every way. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, with Carl and the Violinas on sabbatical today. It's Tuesday, January the 12th. 45 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. We're going to have, what's it look like for storms there, Bad Bob?
Well, the next 10 days show off and on rain, a couple of inches accumulation. Bring it on.
That'll be this next couple of days. It'll clear up a little bit this weekend, of course, on Sunday. You have the bridal show. It's 18 after. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's war, and their customers are always warm, friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani, 2539 Larkspur, has made a huge success out of his business. Why? Customer service and having any type of long gun or pistol, revolver that you could possibly want, and all the ammunition to shoot it with. Because it doesn't do any good if you don't have ammunition. Plus all the shooting accessories, rangefinders, optics, gun cases, everything, reloading equipment, and super, super guys and girls that work with you when you're buying your guns. And Seth Stokes teaches wonderful concealed carry classes. And as you know, we are very strong proponents of being able to take care of yourself and take responsibility for your own livelihood, since the police and the sheriff have already said they can't get there right away, which is why we have the largest amount of concealed carry holders probably in California per capita, right up here. But you can get your concealed carry license through Bastiani Arms, 222-8222, or stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, I know, I sometimes
What is I sometimes editorialize during my commercials that I do. You know, it's okay. My station. Well, it's Linda's station. She just lets me work here. I'm here with Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation. She is the entrepreneurial director and is doing just a great job because you had this big weekend where you had the entrepreneurs. You had lots of them there. And the whole process was is to pitch an idea, put a team together, and come up with a business plan, right?
That's right. And it was a great event. It was better than we expected, especially for our first event. We had 31 people pitch an idea of a startup or an idea for a company, and then we chose 11 of those to take the weekend, form teams, and build them out.
And the winner was a guy with an app that had... That did, what was the app?
Yeah, the app is, it was Census, and it was a journaling app that he created from his travels. He traveled a lot and realized that he didn't want to sit down at the end of the day and write a book over the day. And so he just started asking himself 5 questions. What did you see today? What did you hear today? And decided that this is something that probably a lot of other people could use.
That's right. And so it would do it for you. At the end, you'd have yourself your journal.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
The funny thing that I don't know if you mentioned when he was here on last, but yeah, he said it was actually his 4th best idea. So we're
his
like, oh, what's your other one?
What was your first best idea?
Yeah, he didn't tell us. You know, and
it's
and
an app that picks lotto winners.
Well, wouldn't that go over well?
Well, you know, I bet if you took all the lotto winners, because you could go back in history, and you look at the numbers that are picked the most, each individual number that's picked the most, I mean, you know, just bound to be, like, say, maybe 40 is picked more than, you know, like 1% more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd want to put 40 in there, maybe.
You know what I did last time? I looked at all the numbers because they show the frequency.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I picked that's all the ones that hadn't been chosen.
That hadn't been chosen.
No, I kind of like the underdog, but not one of them was chosen.
Well, maybe that's why.
So the next time I decided I would let my kids pick.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You might as well, because it's like, you know, I mean, if you look at odds, you can take a coin and flip it 100 times, and it can land on heads every time. It could.
Okay.
The odds of that happening are rare. Supposedly, you know, that you know there's a certain percentage, 50-50, right?
Right.
But... You're right, you know. So I took those numbers that have never been picked before because they could be picked this time.
Absolutely.
And they weren't.
Nope.
I tried to put down numbers so I could win the $1.4 billion because what I would do that. I would take a significant amount of money and invest it in Reading. You know, I would do the Soul Brain Center, the One Safe Place. I mean, all these kind of things, you know, all out there. Build that, you know, build the museums. I would do that because it would make Reading, it would give Reading another, maybe an uplift for something like that.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, and I know you do the same thing. I mean, you were talking about buying downtown.
Yep. I mean, what?
Probably could get it, too.
It'd be a good timing.
Well, you know, you got somebody here that, you know, I've heard you talk about before. And it's Dennis Ryan, who's a principal engineer of Vertical Sciences out there in Caterpillar Road. And I really want to hear what's going on with Dennis. So
yeah.
good morning.
So let me just for your viewers who don't know, we mentioned the one section of the Shasta Venture Hub, which is co-working space. The other side of it is incubator space, and these are specifically for startup companies and their teams that have a company or a product that is maybe further along in development and they're already out there doing something. And so Vertical Sciences is actually one of those companies here in the Venture Hub that we just really believe in and wanted to support and see grow here in the Shasta region. So
Vertical Sciences has something to do with things that fly in the air.
Yes, sir. Unmanned aerial vehicles or drones.
Okay. You know, from what I understand, there was something like, I don't know, how many million drones were sold during Christmas?
A whole bunch.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking like million,
yeah.
You know, several million drones were sold during Christmas time this last year. So tell us about Vertical Sciences, Vertical Sciences Incorporated.
Vertical Sciences, Inc. is a company that has been formed by a professional engineer, myself, and a certified engineering geologist to collect data utilizing unmanned aerial vehicles for the engineering, geologic, and agricultural industries. And we use the photographic imagery and the data collected together with that to produce work products for those sectors.
Okay, so you know the thing about drones is the ability to use drones instead of manpower.
Yes,
and that you can do a lot more with a drone than you can with just a man on the ground.
Yes.
As far as observation and everything.
Yes. And we're actually filling a niche between the full-scale airplanes that are flying for aerial imagery and ground survey methods. And we're able to collect better imagery, better resolution in the right scale project, faster, cheaper, and better imagery.
What kind of resolution do you get?
We have a ground sampling distance that approximately an inch.
An inch? Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And we can adjust that based on the parameters of the flight.
What kind of aircraft do you use? Different aircraft?
We have two aircraft at this time. We have a fixed wing and a 8-rotor octocopter. The fixed wing is a little foam unit, weighs about a pound and a half empty. The helicopter is about 8 or 10 pounds without payload. We can pack about 3 pounds of camera or other imaging.
You know, in the military, we have these little drones, and they call them backpack drones, that they can put together and throw. You know, they start, throw it, and it gives you the imagery from over the hill. You know, goes out, doesn't go very far, but it can tell you what's around the next hill or, you know, within 1,000 yards and all this, and come back.
We went down to Sarasota, Florida for training, and they were actually preparing an order for the military, 1,500 small quadcopters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the copters now there's all, but you can use this. You can also use it for checking lines, power lines. You can check, you know, fires. Even though that you've got your air crews that are fighting the fires, but you can still use drones in conjunction with that to check the fires, check how big they are. You know, get some transmission back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have a company called FireWatt that does that. They take the drone data, which used to be a pretty archaic way of how they interpreted the weather patterns for firefighting. They would do it overnight. They would get it in the ground on the morning, and then that's all they would use. Now they're taking real-time data used from drones in order to fight fires better.
Wow. Well, you know, drones are here.
And absolutely.
I told you about we'd used drones before in combat. In 1990, in 91, we came back afterwards. They invited me and several other people to come back for a conference on how we can use drones. I mean, it was obvious that you could use drones for, you know, putting them out there. And we also had heard the Israelis could laser targets, putting a laser designator on a drone. Well, that just tells you if you can put a laser designator on a drone, then you could actually put Hellfires, which are types of missiles that beam in on lasers on maybe another drone, or you can put them on an aircraft that's far away and let them just, you know, you could get out to a armored column and you could just laze each one, you know, and launch your missiles a minute apart and just laze all down there. And the people that fought us on that, I mean, it was obvious what you could do with these drones. I mean, they were out there. I mean, they were taking fire. We had holes through them where people would shoot through them. And when we have a drone fly over sometimes over the Iraqis, they would surrender because they knew when they heard a drone, the next thing that's coming is a bunch of, you know, you know, hell. The drone would come and then hell would follow. But the bottom line on it was is that we were fought by the aviators. Because they could see that was taking the place of planes.
Yes.
And so it kind of like settled down. But now, of course, the drone technology is out there.
And there will be continued controversy because we're sharing airspace. And, of course, we're on a much smaller platform than anything that the military would use. We're packing maybe 3 or 4 pounds of payload. Very limited. There are sensors of various types and descriptions. For the fire applications, we can actually pack thermal sensors, so they could identify immediately the hottest spots of the fire. We also have near-infrared that are used in agricultural applications that measure the health of either an orchard or a row crop or a field. And you can actually identify areas that need some type of remedial action. You get an agronomist out there, they determine what the problem is, and make micro adjustments and applications rather than spraying or treating an entire 40, 50, 100-acre field. So the technology is rapidly developing. Every day there are new applications that are being found for them, and it's going to
It's just going to keep getting bigger.
Yes.
Okay. It's 8:30 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a break here. Our guest, of course, are Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation and Dennis Ryan, who's the principal engineer of Vertical Sciences. They are unmanned vehicles that are in the air and being used in a variety of different ways and not just flying over your backyard. Trying to annoy you. They're out there using it in farming and all different types of different uses here. We want to talk some more about that, but also about the privacy concerns and the regulations of these and the safety concerns because there's a lot of these. 8:30 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. 45 degrees going up to 52 today with rain rolling in this afternoon and this evening. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The San Francisco Opera HD Cinema Series is coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater in January with Carlisle Floyd's American opera, Susanna. It's the story of a young woman in Appalachia accused of indecent behavior after bathing in a stream. Patricia Rosette stars in Susanna, Sunday, January 17th at 2 p.m. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda. Linda's on sabbatical today. It is 28 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 12th of January, 2016, for the, all of you that may be starting a little bit slow this year. 45 degrees going up to 52 today. It's going to be rainy. And we're going to be getting like a couple inches of rain here in the next few days. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Go on down there. Get your hair cut. It's the best place in town. There's a veteran-owned business and senior and veteran discounts. But besides that, it's the Cheers of barbershops. Go on there. It's man's last stronghold. You know that because it's written on the window there, Hope. Really. I'm not kidding you.
I haven't been there.
No, you haven't been there. Well, you know what? A lot of people, Linda says she hates to walk in there because of the amount of testosterone. It's, you know, it's just in the air. But, she, you know, you're welcome, though. And come on in, sit down, talk with us. Anyway, it's a great place to get your hair cut. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Now, I'm here with Hope Seth, who is the Director of Entrepreneurship at the Economic Development Corporation, and doing a great knockout job on that. And we also have with us, totally forgot that. Okay, we're here with Vertical Sciences Incorporated, Dennis Ryan, the principal engineer out there. And we've also, during the break, we also came up here with Paul the Priest. He also joined us, who is the founder of Take Aisle. So good morning.
Good morning. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
let's just kind of pull that one down a little bit.
Sure.
So you can, okay, there right you go. Here. But okay. I want to finish up right now with Dennis. Okay, Dennis, you've got all of these. You've got all. You know, you've got the two unmanned vehicles, aerial vehicles here.
Yes.
Everybody's concerned about safety and rules,
absolutely.
And the government's trying to get their arms around this. The FAA. What do you run into?
Currently, you cannot do commercial operations with drones without an exemption from the FAA. Together with that, are issued certificates of authorization that limit and dictate how and when and where you can utilize your equipment.
Okay, and that means altitude and everything, right?
Absolutely.
Locations of it.
Yes. Not over urban areas, a lot of different details. If you do need to, you feel you have justification to fly that type of mission, you get specific permission through an issuance of a new certificate of authorization. We received two of the first 200 exemptions from the FAA.
Okay.
We're fully exempted, fully authorized. We expect that the FAA will come out with their new regulations within a year or two. Governmental agency, it might be twice that long. Who knows? But in the meantime, they are being very conservative in regards to sharing of airspace and trying to minimize potential conflicts.
Yeah, well, we used, during combat, we used altitude. You know, you don't go above 5,000, you don't come below 10,000, and that kind of thing, even though we did have some imagery of, like, Harriers coming below the drones. But that seemed to take the fear out. But I always like to think of it as little drone, big sky. Pilots don't believe that. They never really bought into that one. You know, it's the same thing as artillery, big sky, little bullet. Okay, so but what about the? And you're working right now over on the coast, right?
We're doing some work over there. I actually live on the coast. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And so what kind? And you're working with a local guy. Is that
yes.
what you said?
Yeah. Our office is in the Venture Hub. That's our uh-huh. our corporate headquarters.
Right.
We're being incubated in the incubator.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yep. We have done work up and down the state. We've been quite a ways south working on gravel quarries, gathering information to estimate the volumes of material in the quarries is a very common application of the...
Really? You can tell that?
Yes. We can also...
Can you all look down into the ground?
No, we can't do anything. We can measure temperature.
Okay.
But that's the only type of sensors that we have that actually measure anything on the ground other than the surface elevation of the ground.
Okay. So. But weren't you working with a drilling?
That's actually his...
It's something else.
His other job. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I got it.
Yep.
Diamond Core Drilling, my friend Ted Ogilvie.
Yep.
Working out there drilling wells, which is big business now since the water table's dropped so dramatically. And so, okay, with all of the drones, though, I mean, you're a professional. I mean, this is your business. All these other people are buying drones, though, are just flying them around.
Absolutely.
Huge problem?
I think it's going to be. There will be conflicts. The FAA will probably have to clamp down a little harder on the hobbyists. I believe that the hobby sector is where the primary problems
are. I think that's where it is.
There's a lot more of them, and they're not regulated. They have more latitude than we do in regards to where they can fly and how high they can fly. And a lot of the people aren't even aware of their limitations.
Well, we had somebody come in here the other day and talk about that. Here's your regulations for flying hobby drones. And guess what? you can't hardly fly them anywhere, especially around these around Benton Airfield and Reading. I mean, you've got to get permission to fly with, I think, within a with, you know, 1,000 feet or 5,000 feet, something like that.
There's actually, depending on the airport and the type of facilities that they have, your offset can be as much as 5 miles.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, so. And they had the circles there. I mean, I think you're right, because I mean, you couldn't have, if you were wanted, you were in Shasta Lake City, you would have to get permission if you're going to be flying drones out there. So I think people don't realize this, that it's a that how many restrictions are on them already, and they just fly them. You've had somebody shoot at your drones.
Yes. We were flying some topography on the coast, and we had an individual that felt threatened by it. He had no idea what we were doing, but felt that the government was spying on him. And fortunately, we had a representative of the property owner and very quickly straightened that out, didn't suffer any damage on the drone. But it was a little bit interesting. The first shot was just, oh, gee, somebody shoot. The second shot was, gee, somebody shooting every time the drone gets right over there. So
it didn't have anything to do with drugs, did it?
It had to do with marijuana. I don't know whether it was legal or illegal.
That counts.
Yeah.
No, I've flown over there. I've flown with the Highway Patrol and flown over in that area. Where you're flying over in Humboldt County in those general directions, and there are marijuana fields everywhere.
Yeah.
So if you're flying a drone, if you're flying a UAV unmanned aerial vehicle or a drone over there, I can imagine what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. You know, and so you're incubating this right now, and want to expand out to 1,000 drones all over the country.
Absolutely.
There's no reason you can't. There's a technology out there too, because you're kind of limited now for. You know, on that 3 pounds, but the larger drones you get, the more you can carry.
Yeah, and we're authorized for up to 45 pounds.
Wow.
I will tell you that there's not much of a market in there right now for those medium-sized drones. It pretty much goes from very small to very large.
Yeah.
But that will fill quickly as technology evolves.
Of course. You know, yep. I mean, you can just think of all the things. I mean, you know, they're already talking to them about going down power lines, going out and doing crop spraying. You know, you don't have to risk somebody's life. Of course,
yeah.
Crop dusters are kind of probably upset about that.
Yeah.
But you can use them for so many things. They're delivering packages. Am I seeing this? Delivering packages? How do you do that?
Amazon wants to deliver packages.
You have a little drone flying over, like 500 feet, and it comes down and what drops it on you. Are you going to have like a little drop chute or something, or what?
No, they've got they've actually developed a drone that is a vertical takeoff, then converts to a fixed wing.
Like the Osprey.
And, yeah. And you go out and you set a little pad on the lawn where you want it to land. It identifies that and comes down and releases the package and takes off. I think they're going to have problems convincing FAA that that's a realistic
thing. That's a great idea. Let's just have like 40 of these working over Reading one day. Yeah. And probably because they'll be emitting electromagnetic impulses that, you know, changes your brain. Okay. You know, no, but I see this thing, you know, because at the same time, I'm getting into my car that drives itself to work. And as I'm driving to work, I'm going to have the drone come down and meet me and drop off my coffee. As I walk in, as the door automatically opens because it recognizes my signature there, my heat signature. And I walk in, I just walk into the everything is done here automatically in the production studio. I'd be a little robot there that I can you know, heap abuse on it, doesn't care, you know. So.
I think as a safety precaution, you're going to have to wrap your head in tinfoil.
Yeah. Every time I think about this, it's tinfoil. All right. Hey, we're here with Paul the Priest. Tagile.
Tagile, yes.
Tagile, okay.
Tagile. That's
I'm
all right.
Sorry.
That's all
Tagile,
right.
Tagile, you only told me like 3 times.
That's okay.
Ask Hope how long it took me. Yeah, Economic Development Corporation.
We're on 2.5 years.
Okay, right. Yeah. But we've got it now.
We got it now.
The last time, I think I was pretty good. Paul, tell us about your company.
Yeah, so Tagile is it's a startup based out of the Bay. It's been around about 7 years. I've been with the company almost 3 now. It is a manufacturer, a provider of enterprise flash storage. So flash storage meaning a solid-state disk, moving away from the old medium of spinning disk.
Oh.
Is where we're going. So it's you know, the old storage players, IBM, HP, Dell, use spinning disk for storage, which was really great for a season. But enterprises now are rolling out new high-speed applications that are really putting a bottleneck on the old storage platforms. So solid-state disk is the way to go moving forward for performance, and a lot of companies have been trying to figure out how to incorporate this technology, solid-state disk, and Tejal's found a way to do it efficiently and intelligently. We cover the whole spectrum, so we have hybrid arrays, which is a conglomeration of solid-state disk and spinning disk, getting the best, positioning both of those resources intelligently to get the best out of both of them. And we also have, on the other end of the spectrum, all-flash arrays, which are, you know, purely high-speed performance, and we have many stops in between, so we're able to deliver the right amount of performance for the use case. So on the one end, it's all flash. It's about performance. And on the other end of the spectrum, it's more about capacity. And we can balance the two along the spectrum. So we can manage the cost there for folks.
Did you get all that, Carl?
Of course I did. Are you kidding? What is this? What did you do this for, Hope? No. All right. You know, believe it or not, I do understand some of it. And I will give free tickets to this next to the Riverfront Playhouse. If anybody comes in and puts that into one sentence, calls me and puts it into one sentence. Well, hell, I'll give you tickets to 13 hours if you call me and tell and say in one sentence what Paul just told me. Paul LaPriest from Tejal, and I understand. Now, we're talking about large storage here. But can you not just large, but you can. It sounds like you can put it to every level then.
We're talking terabytes.
Yeah, I mean, so you're talking huge amounts of storage.
We're not talking big data when we're talking hundreds of petabytes, but uh-huh. We're not talking about something that you would use at home.
Right.
This would be for
businesses.
For businesses, right. Absolutely.
The kind of storage law enforcement
is Law enforcement is looking for their body cams.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to be right back. Let's talk a little bit about that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It is 14 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 12th of January, 2016. It's going to be raining today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas, and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got two more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Redding, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's second Tuesday dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right. And with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and DeBott, it is about 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. And we're saying goodbye to our friend Dennis Ryan, who's running off to actually do business, probably. And I was really interested. I'd like to have him come back sometime, and we can, bring some more of the stuff he's doing, and maybe actually, some of the data and stuff. And he's from Vertical Sciences Incorporated. And by the way, you can get a hold of him at 510-4676 or just www.verticalsciences.com if this is something you want to do. And it sounds like something that we farmers and a lot of ranchers could use up here, especially in the days of drought and all that. I'm here with Hope Seth, who is the entrepreneurial director for Economic Development Corporation. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, Mark LaSalle's leaving.
Yep.
And are they getting ready to hire somebody, obviously? I know you said you were not interested in the job. You're very happy in what you're doing now. When do you think they'll make a decision on that, or is there a time?
Yeah, so I believe the applications closed this Friday, and they have had a pretty good response in terms of a pool of applicants so far. So if you're out there and you're listening and you think you would be ready to take on the challenge, feel free to get your application in by Friday.
Okay. There you go. Who do they apply to? The city? The county? Who do they apply? Or just the company itself? Or
yeah, it's out there in terms of, I would probably just do a search. The
Economic Development Corporation.
Right. President, CEO.
There you go. Okay. We're here with Paul LaPriest from Tejile, which is a way of course, of storage. And we're talking not storage in your house with a thumb drive. But we're talking about the type of storage that police, that you're talking, if you're talking about body cameras for police.
Sure. That's one of the use cases. We actually have been taken on by one police department for that particular use case. So we're talking about businesses. Universities were some of our first vertical universities. We were earlier adapters of high-performance applications such as virtualization. We're kind of spread out into most every vertical now: finance, hedge funds, Chipotle, AT&T. So those are some of our current customers.
Okay. Now, one of the things is that you've been around for 7 years, but you're over in the venture hub. But it's not because you're not established. There's other things going on.
Yeah, correct. So Tejile moved into Redding with a very small crew, meaning two people, about 4 years ago.
Out of the Bay Area?
Yeah, so it started in the Bay Area, and there was a very small office in the Bay Area, and there was interest in, hey, what does Redding have to offer? There were some other connections that brought Tejile to look into Redding to say, well, you know, how does this work for a startup? Wages are really high in the Bay Area. We believe there might be a talent pool in Redding, given, you know, Simpson University and Shasta College. What can we do there, and how can we save money, find some talent, and do this economically? So that's what brought Tejile to Redding originally.
So how did that work out?
Worked out really well. It was about 4 years ago. It was two folks, and it's grown to now, a few years later, we're just hovering around 20.
Really?
Correct, yeah.
So that's a lot of people. I mean, relatively a lot of people.
Sure.
For something like this. So, Paul, when we talk, what exactly does Tejile do then right here? You're not building the systems.
Correct. We're primarily a call center, so an inside sales office. We've got a team about 11 inside sales folks. So we're there before 6 a.m., working East Coast hours. We've got everything in between, and we've got a team that covers West Coast and even out to Hawaii. So we're in before 6, and we're leaving, probably about 6 to 6. We're taking power from the EDC. But racking up the power bill all day long. So it's primarily inside sales. So we have our marketing folks who send us leads that we call out on. People who hit our website, and then we call out and try to find people with storage projects who are looking to upgrade and update their storage infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up appointments for our field team and engineers, the smart people, to go out and close that deal.
They say one of the biggest problems with the one of the biggest concerns, I shouldn't say a problem, but one of the biggest concerns with the body cams is the amount of storage space it is.
Sure.
You're talking, you talk terabytes, but then you said there was another one too, right?
What's petabytes that? Would be
what's
above
a,
that.
What's a peta?
Oh, it's just the next magnitude. Yeah, add another few zeros and you get a petabyte, right?
What is that? I mean, is that like all the, is that like...
Giga, tera, peta.
Yeah, giga, tera, peta.
Each one is 3 zeros.
Oh, each one adds 3 zeros.
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot of storage. But the body cameras is now, and this is on something that would be a physical way of saving this. This doesn't go up into a cloud, right?
Correct. Our storage is on-site storage, so a company or an organization would take this storage area network and array and have it on-site.
How do you back that up?
Most people will buy a primary production array, mm-hmm. and will back up, via the cloud to a secondary site.
Okay.
That happens a lot. Absolutely.
Let's talk about the cloud for a second for people who don't really understand the cloud. What is the cloud?
So the cloud is, I recently saw a picture of a warehouse in Massachusetts, an old shoe factory. That is what the cloud is. Basically, it's a space somewhere else that has racks and racks of storage arrays that via the internet your information gets sent across the wire and stored somewhere else. So it could be, when you talk about the cloud, what does that really mean? It could be...
It's just a building someplace.
It could mean an old shoe factory in Massachusetts.
That's good. That's the first time somebody defined it kind of like that. Because you think of the cloud, you think some kind of nebulous thing that's
sure.
up in the air someplace. But... and so when you had all these Hollywood stars that had gotten their photos hacked, it was in the cloud. And the cloud people come back and say, no, they got it right off your phones.
Sure.
So it kind of brought this out. So all it is a giant warehouse someplace with a bunch of...
Sure, yeah. And there's
a bunch of data storage.
Absolutely. There's managed service providers who that's what they do. They've got mm-hmm. space. They've bought some storage arrays. And they'll store, they'll back up your data for
right.
you.
So sure. I can have my data here, and then and so I can get my hands on it, and it's right there. But it's also backed up someplace far, far away.
Right. You've got redundancy, across the country, across town,
mm-hmm.
in Wales, all over the world.
So, what are the weaknesses in something like this? I mean, storage. Everybody, especially when you get storage, you have to keep it for like. A year, maybe even 2 years, in the body cams, and they've got to really figure out how long they have to keep it. Can you release it? Everything that's on it. You put in all types of firewalls to protect it, and so you know that when it goes to Paul, that we're okay here. But then Paul moves it to another place. How much confidence do you have in the next place?
Well, it's always subject to the internet and connections, mm-hmm. and the cables and the wiring between one place to another. You do have Wi-Fi capability, but it always has to travel at some point.
Some place it's
exposed. Yeah. So there's always risk, and it's the big question is if my primary site goes down, how fast can I get my data? How fast can I get it back?
Yeah. Okay. But that's a good question. So say you crash your data.
Mm-hmm.
What's the average time to get it back?
Oh, there's it's all over the spectrum. Yeah, many variables there. Obviously, folks who are businesses who are doing online transactional processes, mm-hmm. where you're entering your credit card information,
right.
On eBay or something. They want it quick. They don't want any downtime. They want their doors to stay open.
Sure.
So they are employing a lot of flash storage. These medias that are super high fast, where downtime is close to zero. So there's tons of different, you know, services and things.
And
do
you all
provide,
I mean, is that part of the things that you all do too? Is
so our deal is providing fast, intelligent storage. So we don't deal so much in cloud storage, but it's the on-site array.
On-site, fast storage. And this is what appeals to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Now, how quickly can they get the information that they've saved there?
Now, you've hired, we've got a minute left, you've hired people from right here in town. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, what are the kind of qualifications you need?
Okay, you know, it's the X factor. It's the kind of things that we can't necessarily teach people to, hey, you need to go after this, you need to make this happen. So it's a sales role. It's not the kind of thing where you get your marching orders every day and this is what you do.
But what kind of technical background? You've got to understand, obviously, what a computer is.
To give you an idea,
yeah.
This is my first technical position.
Oh.
I have a history in social work and sales, and we can teach the tech, we can teach the skills and the product and the market context, but you need to have a go-get attitude.
Got
and
it.
X factor.
All right. How do people get a hold of you?
Paul, P-A-U-L, dot Laprise, L-A-P-R-I-S-E, at tegile.com, T-E-G-I-L-E.
There you go. Hope Seth, thank you so much. Every month I want to have another one of these like this. This is great. I like that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? KCNR, Shasta Raven.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Obama calls it a regret, acknowledging the country is more divided now than when he first ran for the White House. An NBC's Today show, the president also asked about Republican Donald Trump and his surge in popularity and whether he, Mr. Obama, is responsible.
Talk to me if he wins. Then we'll have a conversation about how responsible I feel about it. But I'm pretty confident that the overwhelming majority of Americans are looking for the kind of politics that does feed our hopes and not our fears.
Mr. Obama accusing Trump of running a campaign based on simplistic solutions and scapegoating. Tonight, the president delivers his final State of the Union speech. House Speaker Paul Ryan hoping Mr. Obama will talk about the war on terror and how to win that war.
While we're not certainly expecting much new, there is one thing that we hope to hear from the president, and that is a comprehensive plan.